Fragt mal, who's a Tana who says that Shabbos is man tefillin he? Mar proposes maybe it's Rabbi Akiva, because there's a brayse that says that the word in the parsha of tefillin of miyomim yamima teaches that it's only by day and not by night the mitzvah of tefillin, and miyomim tells you that it also does not apply, the mitzvah is not on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But however, Rabbi Akiva says that Mi Yomim is actually teaching something about Korban Pesach, not about Tefillin. So he doesn't have this drasha of to limit Shabbos. So therefore, presumably, it's he that holds that there is a mitzvah of Tefillin on Shabbos, that he holds Shabbos man Tefillin. Furthermore, that parasha above, it starts with Vishomarta, Esachuka Hazois Limoyadom Mi Yomim. It says Vishomarta, which means that the mitzvah discusses a lav. Based on the above, that means that Rabbi Akiva is saying this refers to Korban Pesach. Rabbi Akiva should hold that there is a lav associated with Korban Pesach, which would go against the Mishnah, which says that it gets Korban Pesach even though there's no lav. Where it says it could be that the Shemarta, when said in conjunction with an assay, does not create a law, but rather just stresses the assay. In fact, what is a brice that clearly says that Rabbi Akiva says there's no mitzvah tefillin on Shabbos, so it can't be Rabbi Akiva. Zach the Gemara, maybe it's a Tanakam Rabbi Nosson of a brice who says that one may wear tefillin at night. Since he says there's a mitzvah tefillin at night, he would also likely say that there's a mitzvah tefillin on Shabbos as well. Zach the Gemara, maybe he holds that there's a mitzvah tefillin at night, but not on Shabbos. In fact, we find that Rabbi Akiva holds that way. Okay, so the Gemara says maybe it's a Tanakam Rabbi brice that says that the Rabbonon did not stop Michal, meaning David HaMelech's wife, from putting on tefillin, or Yoina's wife from being Oyler Regal. The Tana must have said this because he held that tefillin is not a mitzvah aseh shezman groma, meaning it applies on Shabbos. And that's why they didn't stop Michal from putting on tefillin. So you see that he holds, that this Tana holds that Shabbos is man tefillin. Zach the Gemara, maybe the Tana says it's a mitzvah aseh shezman groma, but he allows women to wear tefillin as an option. Meaning just like Rabbi Yossi allows women the option to do smicha on a carbon, even though it's really an obligation only on men. But he allows them to do it as an option, not as an obligation. So maybe the same thing was with wearing this tefillin. This would make sense based on the next part of the brayse, which says that they allowed a woman to be oiler regel. It clearly is a mitzvah as man grama, so she clearly would not be obligated to do so. It must be that they allowed her as an option. The same thing must be said, that they were allowing Michal to wear tefillin as an option, but not as an obligation. There's no raya that they say that Shabbos is man tefillin. Zakhtamar, maybe it's a Meir and Rabbi Yehuda from a Braisa, which they both say that a woman may wear tefillin on Shabbos to carry it into a protected place. It must be that they say that tefillin is not a mitzvah of man groma, which is why a woman can perform the mitzvah and it's considered to be wearing it for her. It's not considered to be carrying. So you see, obviously, they must hold that Shabbos is man tefillin. Zakhtamar, maybe they hold that it is a mitzvah of man groma, because Shabbos is lav man tefillin, but they give a woman an option, just like Rabbi Yossi, we said, explained a minute ago. So they give the women an option of wearing tefillin, which would still be enough of a reason to consider them to be wearing the tefillin and not carrying them when they do so on Shabbos. So maybe that's Pshat. So Gemara, could we find the remainder of Yehuda don't agree with Rabbi Yossi, so they can't be said to hold like him. So therefore, it must be that they hold that she's obligated to do so, which means that they must hold tefillin lav man groma he. Which means that they hold that Shabbos is man tefillin. Zakhtam Arabalada said if someone finds wool that's dyed with tchelis, which is how tzitzis are made, but to be kosher for tzitzis has to be done with the machshava to use it for tzitzis. So now if the wool that is found is in strips, we can assume that it was done for some other purpose and it may not be used for tzitzis. If it is found in threads, it may be used for tzitzis. In fact, even when it's found in threads, why don't we assume that it maybe was made for another purpose? Tamara says it means that it was found in the ready spun threads like you use for tzitzis. In fact, even if it was spun, it could be that it was spun and thick like that to use as a hem of a garment. Where it says, it's talking about he found them in small pieces suitable for tzitzis, but not suitable for another purpose. So we're not concerned that this was made for a purpose other than tzitzis when it was and was then cut, and then it'll later have to be reattached, reused on a garment, because people wouldn't go through such a bother like that. Rava S, our mission says that new tefillin, chadoshim, may not be worn to safety on Shabbos. Why? If it doesn't have the knots, like we explained, because we're concerned that it just may be a kameya. We have this concern, even though it's a huge bother to create a kameya in this way, and if so, so why are we not similarly concerned that with regard to the small spun threads, that just because it's a bother to go through this process doesn't mean that people won't do it. You see, people bother to go through the process of making a kameya to look like tefillin. Reb Zeir told his son Ahava to teach a brisa that actually allows cut threads dyed with chelis that one found in the marketplace to be used for tzitzis. Rava said the Mishnah is concerned that maybe someone would go through the bothersome process of making tefillin look like a kameya, and therefore, just because the brisa says not, this brisa can't be relied upon. We have a Mishnah that seems to argue on this brisa. Rava then says whether we're concerned that one would go through a bothersome process like this is actually a machlekes tanoim. We find that a main brisa allows one to wear even new tefillin to safety on Shabbos, because he obviously doesn't feel that it's going to be a kameya, because no, he feels that no one would go through the bother of making a kameya look like tefillin, since it is a bothersome process. Rabbi Yehuda does not allow someone to wear these new tefillin to safety, because he is afraid that maybe it's a kameya and someone would not go through the bother of making it, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda says that someone would go through the bother of making a kameya look like tefillin. That's why he says you're not allowed to wear it. But Rabbi Meir says you are allowed to wear it because he says that no one would go through the bother of tefillin making it look like a kameya making it look like tefillin. Therefore, he says if it looks like tefillin, you're allowed to wear it. So you see this machloikas tanoim between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not you say that we're concerned that someone would go through a bothersome process like this to create something that looks like that.